At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back in business. I got Milnor back. Milnor is back. Shout out to Afro Geeks for this, man. This is my Milnor. This is my heavy water jug slash weapon, man. If you run up on me, try to take my purse. I got you with this, and you can knock somebody clean, smooth out of existence with this boy and his water in there. They go, man, I got knocked out by a jug of water. A jug of water? You don't know what the jug looked like. So when the criminals are telling their little cohorts the story, man, I got knocked out. Man, what was it, a gallon of water? They was like, you couldn't absorb that? Man, I'm telling you, man, it was the jug. Now they're getting clowned in the community. And you know they savages. So now they beating the dude to death because he got knocked out by a jug of water. They can't have no softness in the crew. So now he just beat to death. And it was like, oh, because you tried to take my purse. So, and I got a purse now. You know what I'm saying? Water, man. Every day I want y'all drinking this shit, man. I want y'all drinking it every goddamn day, man. Listen to that, man. This is how I want your stomach to sound when you walk. This is how much water I want inside. I want you walking around like, who's coming in here? And they'd be like, oh man, my bad. I had a lot of water today, man. Can you hear me? You can't sneak up on nobody with a jiggly stomach. That water in there, juice is flowing. Get more water, man. I want y'all drinking. Y'all barely be drinking it. And I know y'all be barely drinking it. Y'all be lying to me. Y'all be fudging the numbers. Y'all be acting like you too busy, acting like you forgot. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear none of it, man. Get in on this. Get in on this, man. We back. Hell yeah. Water's good. You hear that jug hitting the wind? Yeah, man. What's the highest you've ever dove into some water? What's the highest height where you was just like, I'm going to dive in?
Pretty high.
Like on some mountains, but, on the rocks.
Oh, yeah. I've done cliffs and stuff like that in DR, in Puerto Rico.
If you had to estimate.
For sure. I don't know.
What was that drop?
Hold on. Let me look it up.
You can't swim? TC, you can't swim?
I can't swim.
You can't swim?
Nope.
What's holding y'all back from learning?
I just never learned.
Just been too busy, huh?
I was actually when I was younger, the whole park and do everything else. But when they were like, you lay on your back and you're just going to float.
Yeah,
they let me go, I'd be in that motherfucker screaming. Because you let panic? Me go. Yeah, because I can feel the water like kind of going above my ears.
Yeah.
And that's like a signal for me like I'm about to go under. And I can't really stand in this water.
Yeah.
Which I decided to put me in. So I'm like, I'm not going to make it.
Right.
They let me go and I'd be like, I can't do it. I just can't. That was the thing that held me back. But my cousin taught me how to like maneuver through the water or whatever.
Yeah.
So like I can move under the water. But if the water is like taller than me, then I can't stay above the water, so I can't swim.
For right. Real. You can't doggy paddle either.
Nah. Okay. I've never learned that.
All right. It's time, man.
I know. But it's like, when do I have time?
You got
they
time.
They had to make time you to make the time. To do it.
Once you get in a relationship, people, you need to know how to swim. That's what I tell all the guys. We've been on Kenan Baker because they don't know how to swim. But Janelle, she likes going on trips. They like going on trips, jet skiing, water skiing. They go in the pools, whatever. And like, yo, you have to know how to swim if you're in a relationship. Because what if?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be on the shore while your girl in there frolicking in the water and then some muscly lifeguardy dude is over there. I got you, baby girl. You just standing there. Hands in your pocket on the shore.
Me and my girl don't know how to swim, so we both down bad.
Oh, well, then you might be good then. You might be better off because y'all both can't swim. But if one can swim and then you can't, oh, man, look out. What happened here? Look out, man. Learn how to swim, man. Make the time. It's time, y'all. If you grown, make the time to learn how to swim. And swim classes are fun. It's a fun class. It's not like you're going to be doing homework. Well, you're going to be doing homework, but it's not going to be like, you know, you're not going to be sitting up in here with doing papers and turning them in and doing research and getting your bibliography together, and you're going to be typing and citing your sources. You're just going to be learning how to swim. The hard part is, though, if you have a bad moment, if you have a bad day in the class and you almost drowned, like you almost died, and you can't get over that, that's when it gets tough. Because that's what happened to me. I was at the YMCA little thing, and they had me doing this exercise where you go down, and then you come up, and then you go down, and you come up, and I got too far from the wall, and I panicked, and I almost drowned, never went back to the class.
Yeah, that's what I was in camp. Yeah. And they did the thing, and the water was already cold. So my teeth, I'm already like low key teeth chattering or whatever. It's like the morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I had swimming in the morning, but it was just me and maybe like a couple other kids. And she was like, "All right, going to float," and I was like, "All right, I was going to do it." And I was like, "You know, I want to learn. I actually want to learn to swim." She did that, and then she let me go, and I started teeth was chattering. I started tripping, and I was like, "No, I'm done." And later that day, they was like, "All right," and I switched it. I went to the camp counselor. I was like, "I'm changing. I'm not taking swimming anymore." It's like, what you want to do? Archery.
Oh.
And ever since then, you've been Legolas from Lord of the Rings. Can you hit a target now?
That was so long ago. I was 9, so I didn't even get the... That camp trip was kind of bad for me, but it was fun at the same time because I always wanted to go. It was like the... you ever heard of 4-H? It's like a four-leaf clover kind of thing. They have these programs or whatever, and I have been wanting to go because my dad worked for 4-H back then. You only can go when you turn 9. You had to be 9. That was a threshold. But my dad would go every summer. I see him going. I'm like, man, it looked fun. Like, I want to go.
Yeah.
So I went and had the swimming thing. Somebody came through and was, like, throwing water balloons. They couldn't figure out who did it. Like, it was crazy. Like, we'd be chilling in the room. Somebody opened the door, just smack. Like, anybody could have got hit.
That's dope.
It was fun like that. And then
keep you on edge.
And then I ended up doing something stupid because I was trying to like be cool or whatever. And I told the dude, like, yeah, man, I could carry you on my back. And I was 9. He was like 14. So I carried him on my back, and then I stepped on a rock and I bent my ankle like really bad. And I had to leave the camp. I didn't get the experience. The big campfire.
You had to leave the whole camp?
I had to leave. I was hurt.
Damn.
I didn't like sprain anything, but I couldn't walk on it. Yeah. So I couldn't really enjoy the things, whatever. So I ruined my own experience that I couldn't wait to get. And then I never went back. So.
Trying to be cool, carrying a 14-year-old.
He won't that heavy, though, I ain't gonna lie. But that's one step tore me up. Because, you know, all that, my weight, and then his weight, and then all my little ankle, my 9-year-old ankle.
Come on, your 9-year-old ankle didn't stand a chance. How old were you when you, how old are you now?
27.
Okay, so I learned how to swim for real in 2004 or 5. So that puts me at what age? 87, 97. Somebody do the math for me real quick. 27?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, how old were you?
I think I was 27. I'm 45 now.
45 now.
I was born in 77.
18. Yep, 27.
So I was 27 when I learned how to fully, comfortably swim with no more fear. It's never too late, man.
I never said it was too late. I've seen people do it, and I'd be like, man, I want to get back into swimming. And I want to get back into piano lessons. I want to do that. But work. I have to live.
I feel like you got to make a living, but you can make the time.
Because then I got to pay somebody to do it. And I'm going to be consistent if I'm paying. But the time, I just don't be having. Because when I want to rest, I'm resting.
I feel rest. I respect rest now. I respect it now. I respect it now.
I have an answer for the height.
The who?
How high I've jumped into water.
No.
It's 50 feet.
You made a 50 feet jump into the water?
Mm-hmm. And at El Yunque, you have the option of 12. What is it, 12? I'm gonna get it right now.
50 feet.
Sorry, I'm eating on air, y'all. You know,
12, 25, or 50.
So you went to the top.
I did all three. But I was obsessed with the water. I've been obsessed. I haven't swam in a while, but growing up, I was obsessed with water. I was swimming all day, every day when I lived at my uncle's house, except for the winter, of course.
Why you don't swim no more? Because of your hair?
No, because I don't have access to a pool like that. It was my own pool. the pool over here, I went over there, mad kids. I'm also like, I don't want to be in a spot where there's mad other people's piss. Like, I could deal with my family's piss, but other people's piss? Public pools.
You just got an answer for it all, huh?
You ask me a question, you want the answer, right?
Get back in that water, man.
I would love to.
They don't be peeing at the gym.
Oh, hell yeah. Them old people, they can't control them. I'd be watching them, too. I'd be looking at them like, look at them pissing.
If you really loved the water, you would take the piss.
I said I loved the water when I was younger.
You don't love it no more?
I still love it, but I'm just not in, like, I'm not in it like that. It's like I don't have access.
You got access.
I'm not going in that pool in the gym. I know other people feel me. Yeah, see, gym? A lot of people are like, I'm with like Sabrina.
I didn't even, they have pools at the gym?
Yeah, my.
Like, you just.
Depends on which gym you go to.
I was like, because I.
Yeah, and it's all old
pool
people.
At anywhere you work out or something like that, it's YMCA. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, LA Fitness got a pool in there. 24-hour fitness, they be having pools. It just depends on the particular gym.
Yeah, I'm with Sabrina on that. Nah, I wouldn't do it either.
You're not just some tight ass.
Then you do it. Let me see you do it.
Nah, I get in the pool with that because you know how people treat the gym stuff. So imagine people just, I just hop in the pool. I know they're not cleaning it regularly.
They probably clean it regularly.
Nah.
It's probably a code they have to follow. It's a gym. It's not like a raggedy, you know, side of the road type function. They got.
Yeah. I mean, they got rules to follow, but it's still probably not as.
Like at chlorine.
I'd rather take the pool outside. Like in the
even if y'all complex. Had your private little pools, y'all wouldn't be in the water.
Oh, I would absolutely be in the water.
I don't believe it.
When my cousin had taught me how to do a little something, even though I couldn't swim, we was at the pool 3-4 times a week.
Like, one thing I will say, even when I couldn't swim, I was in that goddamn pool. Even though I was ashamed of my fatness, I was in the pool.
That was the darkest I ever been in my life because I was at the pool tanning.
Man. Pool was fun. Even when I couldn't swim, and I was just like, I'm scared. I was in there.
It's a good workout, too. You'd be like, leaving, like, man.
The water is fantastic.
But it can't exhaust you if you're not ready. If you ain't eat or you ain't going there prepared, you get out the pool and be like.
Yeah, it's real. If y'all don't know how to swim, learn. When you made that epic dive,
mm-hmm.
How'd you go in? Did you go in feet first?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hold your head up like that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what you mean? I don't know where my head was, actually.
Probably looking
down. Because I'm always scared of the water hitting my nostrils.
Mm. I've never been that impact,
so I'd be like.
I feel like if you go feet first, it kind of keeps that from happening.
It opens the water.
I wouldn't want any type of water to hit here.
I've never been, and it's so funny, when I was younger, I never understood. I've never been a hold my nose when I jump into the water person because I just learned, like, how to control my breathing once you hit the water.
Mm-hmm.
I was so obsessed. I'm telling you, I was obsessed. I thought it was going to be like, what's it called? A lifeguard. And then I met an actual lifeguard and his dad was in a band with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me all this, like how to do like the dolphin swim and all these different, there's different ways to swim, right?
Yeah.
And he taught me all these different moves. And then he's like, you don't want to be a lifeguard though. It's like, okay. He's like, you got to put your mouth in all these different people. And I'm like, all right, bro, you got me. But he's like, but never stop.
He ruined your dream.
But I mean, that was a good point. I saved that one girl from drowning and I think I'm good.
Mm.
It's like, if you're a lifeguard, you got to be able to swim and then also help somebody else that may not be able to swim get back to safety too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a real job.
Yeah.
It's real work, man.
The water's dangerous, man.
Absolutely. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could kill you.
I think people kind of underestimate at times. Because, growing up is fun. It's like a fun thing. But that is, that too much of that is just
one false move.
It's powerful, man.
You're out of here.
I like underwater swimming more than, like, above.
Above water.
Above water swimming is work.
Yeah. I was obsessed with, like, going as, like, deep as I can. Yeah. Pause. And just swimming and just staying under there, seeing how long I can go under.
Underwater is definitely more appealing to me.
Yeah.
One thing about me, though, I like having the full equipment, you know. Call me dorky if you want. I don't care who's listening. I like to have the goggles on with the nose guard. I'm in there with the full protection because, you know, my eyes get irritated. I don't like water going in my nose. So it's just, you know, let me get the full goggle protection. I got the goggles, the nose guard, and I'm all in. Once I get that, let the good times roll.
Goggles?
Don't be trying to Neiman Ford. Don't be like, man, we always need to drink water. Don't try to bail out on this. I'm talking about when you're in the water, they could kill you. You know, drinking a glass of water ain't gonna kill you. Although, if it goes down the wrong pipe.
I think I was always scared of like the pressure of the water with goggles and like my eyeballs popping out. The further deep, like the deeper you go.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, I'll just bareface it.
That helps a lot. That water be tearing eyeballs apart. Because the pool is mostly because of the chlorine and stuff like that. If you go in like a saltwater one, it's not as bad. Mm-hmm. But it still stings because water's not really supposed to touch your eyes like that.
Man, I was open eyes all day.
I was get out the red, when I got out the chlorine pool.
Red or whatever, yeah. And so then you wear glasses, so that makes it even harder because I wear contacts and pool and contacts don't mix.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you
so I got,
can't
I have to wear goggles. But I can't go in there and be like, oh, I got glasses. Then I got goggles. Like, it's contacts, goggles. But if water gets in there or something, like, I go in and it hit my eye, and I'm like, I'm in sizzle. Trouble. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I love the goggles with the nose protection.
Yeah.
I'll be all, once I got that, I'm all in.
It is fun. It is definitely fun.
I can go down, and I used to go down deep to where that's probably why my ears jacked up. I probably messed up my own ear in the pool, because I would go deep until it was like cracking my eardrums loose, and then here I am today with a bum ear. Right ear is trash, and I think it's getting worse.
I had to take you to El Yunque.
Who?
El Yunque is the waterfall in Puerto Rico.
That's the 50-foot?
That's
foot?
Where I jumped.
Oh,
yeah.
Snap, man.
But you could do the 12-foot.
I'm always scared of diving off a cliff because I'm scared of the rocks below.
Yeah.
That's a big fear. Now, if it was flat down there and I knew it, I'd be like, yeah. But, man, I'd be thinking about them hard, jagged-ass rocks. Hell no.
I was just thinking, like, who the first person to do the jump and be like, yeah, we have enough clearance here.
Right. How do you know if you have enough clearance and them rocks ain't down there? Because I'm telling you, if you land on a jagged rock, you're done. Put me in the casket. I can't imagine that level of pain.
Right.
Hell no.
Yeah.
And then
the thing is, and if you get hurt in the water, you can't react too crazy because you're in the water.
Right. So you got to stay calm survive in your environment. You can't freak out. It's a lot going on. But in Puerto Rico, it would be nice to know some Spanish.
It would.
Babbel is an app that has so many different languages on it. And when you're traveling abroad for the summertime, man, get your languages together. You know what I'm saying? For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. Like the first time I took Spanish in high school, my teacher was absolute garbage. Coach Terrazas, if you're listening to this, I don't think you're listening to my podcast. I don't even know if you're alive or not, to be honest with you. If you are listening to this podcast, you were trash as a teacher of Spanish. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you did on the coach front, but as a teacher of Spanish, we learned nothing. You would forget if you gave us an assignment, and I'm in there. You know, one false move, if you give us an inch, we're going to take a mile. Yo, y'all, no, you never gave us an assignment. He would ask the class, did I give y'all an assignment yesterday? We'd be like, nah, man, nah. We was just in here. We was learning. I learned zilch in his Spanish class. Garbage. And most of the coaches that I had as teachers were good teachers. Like Coach Irwin, who taught biology, he was one of my favorite teachers of all time. He was fantastic. He had syphilis in the class.
Oh.
He had it in the jar, of course, but you know what I'm saying?
Wait, oh, what?
But Coach Terrazas, you gave us nothing. So I took Spanish. I was like, man, this sucks. Even then, I knew it sucked. So that next year, I took French. Shout out to Miss Kelly. She was a good teacher. She knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She gave us the lessons. She was cute at that time. Like, you know, we were just desperate for anything cute. Thinking back, I was like, yeah, she was all right. But at the time, I was like, hey, she's young. Any young teacher had the ability to be cute. Pretty much. We were just looking for somebody young that we felt like
the hormones
we different. Had a chance with. Because everybody else was like 89 if they wasn't in their 20s. Miss Kelly, who was married to Coach Kelly, also at the high school, her French class was dope. My name was Guy in that class. It was pronounced Guy, and that was the name I picked because we could pick our own names in that class. It was like, what's your name? I was like, man, Guy. And she was like, Guy. And I was like, oh, even better. So good, in fact, I took French too. Joined French club. I was all in. Fondue parties, man. Let's go to France. She was teaching dope lessons, and I felt like I was really learning the language. And I'm still a fan of French. I just feel like Spanish is more pressing because I'm in America, and Spanish is damn near the language of the country at this point. And so that's the language I'm focused on now. You know, Sabrina speaks Spanish sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Si.
And so I was like, you know what, man? Let me get my Spanish up. I still do my lessons on Babbel. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language, whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just want to have some free time. Babbel teaches you bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been significantly proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. What language you want to learn?
Parlez-vous français?
Je ne sais pas. Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Okay. What about you?
I probably would say Spanish. I took Spanish in school, but I had similar experience to you.
Yeah.
Terrible teacher, first teacher. I got lucky. My second Spanish teacher, because you needed both credits to pass or graduate. My second teacher was also trash, so I got by both times, and now I know nothing.
See, trash teachers, man, you're ruining everything. You're ruining everything.
Lord,
I'm pissed, man.
I feel it.
They had a job to do when they failed.
Yeah, they just didn't. It was just poor management from top to bottom. Just didn't take it serious.
Come on, man.
Rob me of another language.
Come on, man. Then we'd be turning our backs and we just write off the whole language. Mm. We'd be in the country. We'd be smack dab in Mexico City and be like, man, I ain't speaking this. Coach DeRozas.
Oh.
That's low-key why I haven't been nowhere. So I'm like, I don't.
Come on.
I feel like I can't communicate with the people, man. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
I liked my Spanish class.
Good.
I never went. I just went for the test. And then I would go once in a while. Yeah.
She was one of them.
I would come in. Oh, there's a Spanish test tomorrow. All right, I'll be there. Ace it, and then be out. And obviously, my attendance was trash. But and then every time I run into my Spanish teacher, and she'd be like, "Sabrina, ¿dónde estaba?" And I'm like, "I was in lunch." And she's like, "Oh, okay."
God damn it, having the inside track.
No,
there are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, you can save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/verbal. That's BABBEL.com/verbal for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life, man. Get in on it. I took my lesson yesterday.
Yo, shout out to Babbel for existing, because I taught myself a very bare minimum of Brazilian Portuguese and Hebrew in my early 20s because I felt like I needed to know it. I don't know why I needed to know Portuguese, but I was so obsessed with Brazil that I was like, I need to know it.
This is Brazil.
And then Hebrew, I would always be in like the Hasidic parts of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what the hell are they talking about? So I was like, I'm going to teach myself Hebrew and then French. I took a French class. I took French class in middle school, all throughout middle school. And then I took the easy way in high school because I was like, I don't even like school.
Man.
But if Babbel existed then,
oh, man,
it would have been way easier, way of an easier process. But I did watch a lot of movies because of it, because of wanting to learn like different languages. There's this one French movie called like The Red Balloon.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song?
Pennywise?
No, God, oh, okay. No. It's about this little boy and he had a balloon.
He got his arm ripped off by a clown?
You know what? Let's talk about Irv Gotti.
You wasn't talking about it, right?
Let's talk about Irv Gotti.
Oh, snap, man. Irv Gotti, man, he doing too much. He is out here airing the old ass dirty laundry between him and Ashanti. Bro, we get it, man. You smashed Ashanti. You just want us to know you smashed Ashanti because Ashanti is hot.
Congratulations. Like the
Sabrina's jealous.
I'm jealous.
But, you know, because if Sabrina had smashed Ashanti, she'd be telling everybody, oh, listen. Oh, you know Ashanti? You like this song? You know.
And I'd pull out the video.
Right before she wrote this song, we smashed. We get it, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's no, hush. Nothing, as a matter of fact, ain't you still, has he gotten the divorce?
Nah, man.
He's still with his same wife?
I don't know if it's the same, Shorty.
Is it still Deb?
Let me see.
Because Deb was the one he was always talking about on the show. He's like, Deb, you know, mad East Coast. Deb, like, if they still together, why are you talking about this? So, and I get it. You don't drink, Chaps. You want to be free. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure y'all had the conversations probably. He was married at the time. He was claiming. If he's still married to Deb, and that's probably who he cheated on her. You know,
they're not married anymore.
They're not married. Okay. So, all right. So, he's free now. Free to talk about it or whatever.
He's not
but
free.
But still, it's too late.
No, he shouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
It's not, too late.
He not free. He still. That's crazy because that's like 20 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that was sideburn Ashanti, too.
She did used to have some
sideburn. She was young. He definitely took advantage of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashanti was a teenager.
Was she a teenager?
Or not. Well, she was like 21 or so.
Early 20s.
But that's
what's the age comparison? How old is he? Google it up, man. Look, we getting this down to nitty gritty.
Not like when she was, when we knew about Ashanti, she wasn't a teenager.
All right, he's 52 and she's 41.
That's a 10-year gap. He's 52, so he was born in 73, 4?
You said he's 52?
71?
70.
1970?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 52. So he's born in 1970, and she's how old?
He said she's 40.
41.
41? So she's born
in So she's 4 years younger than me, 81.
81.
So they was popping.
So this, yeah, I think she blew up early 2000s, like 2000.
All right, 20 years ago. So yeah. She was 21.
She was 21. But that's
she was
when
of
we,
age.
Yeah, that's when, yeah, of age. But yeah, that's when but, we know yeah. Ashanti, right? It takes time.
I feel like they weren't smashing right away. I feel like it's a situation where they were just always around each other. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. All that time together, you know what I'm saying? Like, because Irv don't seem like the kind of guy that Ashanti would smash right away. No disrespect to Irv, but, you know.
Yeah.
But she was young, and he was powerful. But I also think,
even with the
year. Yeah, because he was basically the overseer of whatever she did. So I still think it's a predatory situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like it probably did develop beforehand. I'm not saying he initially like just went like straight on like that. Right. The way he's touting it now is like, we had a thing. But back then, it probably, to her, wasn't like a thing. It was probably, well, she probably just felt like it probably, yeah, probably for her, it probably
for
back
her,
then
it probably
like
felt like
thing.
An organic, like, yo, we working together, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, he was like, you know,
yeah, he probably
right.
He planted the seed.
Yeah.
So I do want to say this because I hear this argument all the time. Mm-hmm. A woman can be taken advantage of by a powerful man or a man who she, you know, like, and also the other way around. A man can also be taken advantage of. Up until the age of, like, I would say, like, 25 is when you start to go, like, oh, hold on. Hold the
That's
fuck
where
up.
They kick in.
You know what I mean? But, like, at 21, you still have a very young mentality, and you can still very much be influenced into falling, quote-unquote, falling for someone.
Mm.
And also, he was a married man at the time.
Yeah.
So, like...
He was in the wrong...
he was in the wrong
the whole time.
Yeah.
From the jump.
Oh, absolutely.
I know. And for him to come out here and be mad?
Yeah, like I know at 21 I was fooled plenty of times and I look back on it and I'm like, "Damn, like y'all creeps." You know what I mean? And I thought at that time I was an adult, but I wasn't. I wasn't, and I was being, I mean, there's also a lot of times where I was just like, man, get the fuck out of my face. And I, luckily, as a teenager, I was never fooled. But when you get older, you're like, oh, I'm an adult now. We're on the same page because you're an adult and I'm an adult. And then you look back on it and you're like, wait.
You wasn't ready.
I wasn't really ready for any of that. And now I feel.
But then does that automatically mean taking advantage of?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was the things that were said. They know what to say. They know what to do. They know how to, like, pretty much trick you into believing that they care, but they only want one thing. And then they
all the time? This is a blanket?
No, but this is just like it's clearly more so the, Irv did not want to marry Ashanti. He just wanted a smash. He was married already. So he did everything right in order to smash.
Right.
And here he is bragging about it. It's like, bro.
And then upset later. About how she left and went to somebody else.
He got his heart broken.
Like yeah, how you get your heart broken and you married?
Yo, you married, son.
You're married.
Here's the thing, though.
And that's a, I think getting your heart broken is such a
just because you're married does not mean you don't have feelings for another person.
I agree. But.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying. No, that's facts, though.
I
but
get it.
But the thing is, like, at the you. I,
it's
you
it's whack as hell, but it's not like. It's not like. In your mind, even though you have somebody else, it doesn't mean you're not also telling yourself or feeling like, man, but I love this person. I married the wrong one or whatever. That happens
could,
too.
It, yeah, it could be that. But also,
I'm not saying that's the case with him, but
there's no blankets. I'm not getting any of that from this at all. Because based on what I'm hearing, is just like he sounds jaded. He sounds heartbroken. And then he was the one that was seems to be doing all the wrong. And then when she was it just seems like she just was like, I left or I stopped engaging in this. And then he's like, how could you? And I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
As he's sitting on the couch with his wife, seeing Ashanti at the ball game, it's just like, my heart. It's just like, bro, man.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Letta said, also, a lot of girls are told older guys are better, so it's easier to get fooled because you're already at a disadvantage. And then Pink Doberman said, even besides being tricked, somebody that holds your future and dreams in their hands make it a power dynamic that is too unbalanced, which is all true because, like, you're already looking at this person like, man, without them, what would I be?
Right.
And so he took advantage.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other instances of that, obviously.
And who knows what this is doing to her.
Yeah. Because I don't think I've never heard her speak about this at all. This is like news to me.
She'd be mine.
Like, I had no idea this even happened. And when it came out, I was just like, this is how we brought this kind of information around or whatever. But there's going to be a lot more examples of people telling these kind of stories as time goes on. Mm-hmm. This industry is just shady.
Oh, this industry is shady.
All the entertainment industries is just bad. Like, it seems like there's predatory things that go on across the board from regardless of gender or whatever goes on. Like, it's across the board. There's a lot of, you know, predatory things that happen. And it's just terrible. And I want people to speak out about it and be comfortable about it, but not from the eyes
not
of like Irv Gotti. Like,
not from the predator's eye. Yeah.
Not from the attacker themselves.
Man, I was hurt. Because some people feel like they're not predators.
It's just it's a thing of it's normalized. That's what she was saying. If we've taught women, teaching these girls and growing up, you want an older guy because they're more mature. So
right.
Then you look at that and then you're young thinking, I'm mature. He thinks I'm mature because he want to mess with me or whatever. When the whole time you're getting played, you're getting manipulated.
Yeah.
Like I had that same instance with me and my ex are falling out, right? Mm-hmm. We're falling out. Like our relationship is falling apart. We're long distance or whatever. There's this dude that she's been kicking it with.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, she was 17.
Right.
He was 21 or 22. And I was like, look, you don't have that much experience dating, neither do I. But I know how guys are, and I know how they can be. And my dad was telling me all these things. He was like, he is going to do something to her. Like, and I was like, I don't want that to happen, but I'll give her the warning. So I told her.
Right.
And sure enough, after our relationship fell apart or whatever, she started kicking with him or whatever. And then down the line, like, New Year's come along, is like, he left and went to California with his other girl, whatever the case may be, or something, and they have a kid together and all the stuff like that. And I was like, you wasn't ready. You didn't know. And it was like, you can't see those signs because it's just like, ah, him.
Right.
And the whole time he's like, I got you right where I want you. So
I think society as a whole kind of brainwashes us as women and be like, women develop faster than like boy, like girls develop faster mentally than boys and all this other stuff. And it's like, do we?
No.
You know what I mean? But we're told that so we don't look at boys our age as like equal.
And don't look at the older guys that prey on y'all as weird.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, this is normal. This makes
hanging
sense.
Around the high school.
Bro, you graduated and you're kicking it at the football games. Go home.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why it's like, I only, like a dude, the first thing you say, I only date younger women. And it's like, all right, time out. Because how young are we talking
right
about? And that's usually a red flag to me. Be like, oh, you only date younger women. Why? Because they can da-da-da-da. They can stroke your ego. They can do all these things like that because you just manipulate them. Like, that's how you have to maneuver through there. And if older, if women your age aren't looking at you and don't look at you as like a peer, they look at you as like something worse or something like that, that's not nothing to brag about.
Are men being manipulated also?
Men,
absolutely. With that sentiment where they say a young girl gonna take better care of you, they're gonna stroke the ego. That's a form of manipulation too.
What is it?
But I think it...
Manipulation. It was raggedy, but you know what I'm saying? That happens a lot. You know, you always hear, a young girl gonna do this, that, and the third.
Oh, yeah.
And when a young man hears that, he's like, oh, okay, that's what I'm gonna go for next time. You know what I'm saying? So there's all... Nothing is one-sided. And that's how people talk. It's like, you know, it's just girls. Everybody's getting manipulated.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, when I grew up, I remember I got my little feelings hurt from this girl that I liked in high school. But she went for the older guy. He had a car. He already graduated. While he was hanging with us, I don't know. But we thought it was cool. He's like, yo, man, D hanging with us, man. You know what I'm saying? He got a car. We riding with him. You know, he in the military. And, you know, but he scooped my little girl up, man. You know what I'm saying? We weren't together, but, you know, I liked it. But, you know, she scooped him up. I mean, he scooped her up. And I was just like, man, you know what I'm saying? He had a car. Because I felt like it was the car, you know. And he was bald-headed with glasses. I was like, hey, motherfucker.
Ooh, bald-headed with glasses?
Bald-headed with glasses, man. He was me in the future. You know, he had the car, bald-headed glasses. I'm like, man, look at me now. That's probably why I got this look, because it's a D. That was his name, D. And, so it was just like, man, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't compete with that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I knew how to drive. I had no car. Then she tried to come around later on. I was like, man, get off my lap, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like really come around?
Yeah, she tried to sit on my lap. I was like, man, look out. I held that grudge, man. You know what I'm saying? You picked the older dude over me. And then you got your little feelings, sir. You going to try to come back and give me the leftovers?
Mm-mm, the comeback never works for me.
Yeah, man, look out, man. I ain't your rebound. And so I told her one time, like, man, look out, man. She's like, oh, you mean to me? It's like, yeah, man.
Well, why were you mean? She
because she tried
let
to
you
sit
down
on my lap after she played me for D. She knew I liked her.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
She definitely knew. I wrote letters then.
But did she let you down lightly?
She was just like, "Yeah, I'm going to hang out with D." I was like, "Man, y'all, we just hanging out." It's like,
I know exactly how it went.
You know what I'm saying?
But you holding a grudge on her—that's petty.
Why?
That's not petty.
Yeah, because it wasn't rude. It doesn't sound like she let you down.
No, it's not
but
rude.
But don't come back to me
rude.
After you got dissed.
Oh, she got dissed?
It's like, or he like they obviously didn't work out or whatever, and you know I like you, so now you come back because in your mind I can go back to him because that's
and
easy.
I was telling her I liked her before D even existed.
Oh, okay.
And so it was just
so that's
like,
different.
Hey, I didn't come
that's what
around.
That's
why
I was like, does she
scene.
Know? That's why I was like, does she know that you like her? He's like, yeah.
I wrote
so
the
you
letter,
made it.
Man.
If you make it obvious and you put it out there, and she knows, then she tries to come back after something else broke up. Like y'all
pick who you want to pick.
Yeah, but stick
go for
with
D.
That.
But don't try to come back to me after it didn't work out. I'm not gonna be your second.
You made your move,
but how do you
can't
know,
come back?
But how do you know it's seconds? Maybe she realized. Maybe like he made her realize that you are a better person.
Well, she should have realized that from jump.
But you can't, when you have nothing to compare it as, like, compare it to as a kid, you know what I mean?
She was
young.
She had a baby. She was just in
high
school.
Oh, she had a baby? What? This story sucks.
If she had a kid in high school.
I think that's just the risk that happens with
but having
relationships
a kid
and stuff like that. Like, I understand how you feel about it and how Tony feels about
it. I'll never forget how she feels about it. That's horse shit.
Because you know it'd be like, you can see it'd be like, he's being petty or anything like that. But I still feel like it doesn't, I feel like on any side, it just makes you feel like you pick the person second. And it's like, you can learn all of those things that come with having, you know, a relationship not work out. But the minute you come back to somebody that you, it's almost like, you know, I like you. You just like, it's almost like a guarantee, like, I can win this right here, right? It's a good pick. Or supposedly, now I know, now it's like, now I know that's a good pick. And you come back, nah, bro, I already told, like, we were there.
And it's going to haunt the person, because it's just like, oh, you just picked me because they dished you.
And that's always going to be,
that's never
a
good feeling to have. You want to go forward in the future. I was I was just a second pick. Or like, you know. Yeah,
the afterthought.
Well, yeah, what if she was thinking about you the whole time they were together?
Man, look out, man.
These are all possible.
Look out.
It's a possibility.
She had the opportunity. Like,
I don't think you get to take the risk and then get both rewards. No.
Like,
that ain't for me.
Flip the role. I'm the person, and I diss a girl because I went after another, and then I try to come back. And she's like, nah, man. I'm going to be like, respect.
Yeah.
You're right, because I dissed you for somebody else that didn't work out. Now I'm trying to come back. That's not right.
Yeah.
And so,
it's a thing of like, you know, if you're in that situation, you just got to weigh your options. And the thing is, like, the minute you pick somebody, you know that the thing is, you'll probably lose everybody else.
Yep.
I think that's fair.
If it was me and I got dissed and they came back, I'm at least smashing, and then I'm going to stop calling them and blocking them on everything. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's petty too, though.
Yeah, that's petty
as
well.
You gave them the opportunity. Yeah. Now you're going to be, from the jump. Don't even get
them. Now you're going to diss them. That's petty moves as well.
I know.
But I mean, the thing with me, like, you
she
know.
She said, I'm going to take something.
If I was older, if I was older when that happened, I probably would have smashed. And just faded into the shrubbery. But at this time, I was a virgin. So there was no...
See, this is different.
There was no smash. It was just like, nah, man, look out. I liked you. Romance. This was romance, Tony. You know, this is buttery, Princess Bride, poetry. I wrote you a letter, and I sent it on the Blue Jay's leg to drop it off for you at lunch. That was that, Tony. And so when she did that, and she tried to sit on my lap, I was like, man, look out, man. You know what I'm saying? And so, but... Grown Tony, in the streets Tony, I've been like, man, oh, now you coming back around. Huh? I would have smashed and then just faded off. I might not even smash, be honest with you.
I was thinking that too. I was like,
I probably wouldn't have smashed.
I don't care no more.
Like, I probably was like, you know what? I can't even get it up, man. Look out.
That would annoy me.
That's all I see. D.
You see him.
Wow. I see him. Even though her initials was also D, but.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, nah, man, it's too late. You had your chance. It's because he had a car, man. You know what I'm saying?
Had the car. Ain't no rebound.
He might have been better looking. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to blame it on the car. You know what I'm talking about?
But also personality. You don't know what his personality was like.
Okay, I knew his personality.
Oh.
I knew D, man.
Oh, you know D.
I've been telling you.
Oh, I thought D was just a
guy. Been telling you that we was hanging with D. That's how they met.
Oh, the plot thickens when it comes to all of that. That's a lot.
I still want the revenge pumps on the virginity loss.
I get it.
That's just facts. I need a shirt that says, I want the revenge pumps.
Where is she? I got to find her.
We got to find her. She in Virginia somewhere, man. I'll be out there in Virginia. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
Wait. If you run into her, all right, everybody's going to be in on this conversation. If you run into her in Virginia, are you going to text me like I found her?
I'm gonna be like, you're not gonna believe who's here.
And then, but you have to FaceTime me.
And I'm
with the
be
revenge
like,
pumps, because
I'm gonna be like, she
I
want to
cheer
off.
You on. See, my baby got more than two pumps, bitch.
Because I'm thinking she fell off.
She probably did. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm trying to be
thinking
old.
She fell off.
She probably did.
So it's gonna be. I'm gonna be like. It's going to be...
He's like, oh, my God.
I could be wrong. Like, maybe she...
Maybe she's fine, but maybe she not. I'll be like,
I'm leaning towards the fall off.
Maybe she might be on that show, My 300-Pound Life. Or is it 500-Pound Life?
Would it be easier for you to stomach if she fell off?
I don't know. Either way, I'd be like... Because I get it. You know what I mean? You want revenge. You know, you got a little bit more. I mean, I know what you're capable of and shit.
Because it was the build-up. It was the build-up to the smash.
Yeah.
Like, it was just... I bet you she thought in her mind, like, man, Tony about to break me off. And I had nothing.
I hope she's toothless.
It was your debut, though. I don't think she have high expectations like that.
But she didn't know that.
Unless you was talking big shit.
She didn't know that.
No, we worked together. We was making out in the freezer, man. It was just passion.
It was too much of that.
In the ball pit at Dairy Queen, you know what I'm saying?
At the ball pit?
In the ball pit.
Mad germs.
Yeah, we was all up in there. So it was a lot of build up because nothing ever happened for mad months together. We working together doing that, you know. And it wasn't no texting, it wasn't none of that because this is, you know, this is the 1960s we're talking.
Wait, let me explain why I said I hope she's toothless. And it's not because toothless is undesirable. I hope she's toothless so he can get a gummy.
I don't want that, man. Just pumps, man.
I want you to get a gummy pump.
I don't want the head, man.
I want you to describe what that feels like, man.
I don't want head.
Gummy.
It's pure revenge. It's
thick saliva, tongue all over it. Nah, I'm be like, yeah, just, baby, get that.
Just pumps.
Yeah.
We just get doing the pumps.
Get that gummy
no extras.
Ass head.
Nah,
go ahead.
Man, look out.
Gummy ass wop. Wop used to mean head in New York before it meant what
nah,
ass pussy.
Nah, man, we just pumps.
Right. Well, I'll still cheer you on. I still want the FaceTime while it's happening.
That's fine.
I want you, and then I'd be like, I want you to put it to her face, even if you hit it from the back. Like, yeah, bitch, you see that? How many pumps he in right now? Yeah, you wish he was done? Ha ha, he got some more for you, bitch.
And it won't take me long to pass the initial, you know what I'm saying?
And then.
I literally did nothing. She was on top. I busted.
I feel like.
There was nothing else.
And she doesn't even know you were a virgin.
She doesn't. And that's the hard part. Like, if she knew I was a virgin, then I would be cool with this. That was my first time. You know what I'm saying? The pressure's off when it's your first time ever. People understand. But the fact that she didn't know that, and I carried myself like a veteran in these streets, and I was as pure as the driven snow.
That's why you got to be honest, bro.
I mean, you know, this is teenage Tony, man.
Keeping
honesty was overrated at that time. Honesty was just, it didn't seem like an option. And plus, she never asked me. There's that. You know, so I never even had to lie.
That's because you were 26.
I was 38 when I lost my virginity. But that's neither here nor there.
She looked at you and she's like, man, this cute, dimply, funny guy with all his personality, he's getting all the kitten. And here you are, like, I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Yes, I remember her name. I remember the name of every woman I've ever been inside. If you don't remember the name of everybody you've been with, you might be doing too much, guys.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's something wrong with that, guys. You might want to take it easy.
I'm trying to.
Especially like if you catch something, you lose train, you don't even know who it is.
They don't try to make you help everybody.
You'd be like, oh, man, it could have been such and such. I like to have my coordinates together where it was you. Because you was the only person I was with at this time, at this location. And the last time I checked, I was good. But now it's you. You want to be able to pinpoint.
What about STDs that be dormant? You might be blaming the wrong person.
Like herpes?
Yeah, some things like lie dormant for a while before they reveal themselves. Be like, yeah, go ahead and smash three more people because the one before these three is the reason I'm here.
That's why you got to stay on top of your check-ins.
That's facts.
You can't just be like, yo, I was negative 2 years ago. You got to stay on top. Have y'all heard the stories of that girl that, you know, she's literally like, she looks like she's dying, but she's never had an AIDS test.
Whoa.
And, you know, she's like this model that's been hanging out with all these celebs and rappers and stuff like that. And I forget what her name is. And she got full blown. Mm. And it's like, and she has so many other ailments because she never got tested.
Wow.
And so I went to her page and I was just like, God damn, man. It's like, she probably weigh a good 85 pounds or something like that. So it's just like, you gotta stay on top of it. Don't be assuming nothing. Even if you're in a relationship, get tested anyway.
We got tested before.
Get tested anyway. Go in there. It should just be a regular routine when you go get your physical or whatever. Get all the blood work. Don't be just like, you know what? You ain't got to check for that. You don't know what's going on. You could be getting cheated on. And then boom, pow. And you don't want to have HIV and not know it. Because then if you're living with that, you're just sitting with it, and that's when it'll get you. Is when you had it for years, you never even knew, and then now you are in the acquired immune deficiency syndrome mode, and that's when it gets hard. So
how do you feel about PrEP being what's the word I'm looking for? Like taught and like pretty much given and like shown to gay men, but never like straight individuals.
You say
like,
PrEP?
Yeah, like we aren't taught about PrEP isn't in our face as much as it is like in the gay community.
What's PrEP?
PrEP is it's what you can do to prevent from getting AIDS.
Uh-huh. Is it a medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And here, let me get it all, because when you go to like the gay community,
uh-huh.
It's everywhere. It's yeah. literally every billboard will say PrEP yeah. yourself, and I'm like, I see what you did.
See what's happening.
Okay.
Is that the drug that it helps prevent it prevents you from getting HIV?
Yes. So I'm gonna give you. So it stands for pre-exposed prophylaxis.
Oh shit!
Is a medicine. Yeah, is a medicine taken to prevent getting HIV. PrEP is highly effective for preventing HIV when taken as prescribed.
Okay.
So like literally, it's you can prevent it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you take this, it reduces the risk of getting HIV from injection drug use by at least 74%, and PrEP reduces the risk of getting HIV from sex by 99%.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. PrEP is less effective when not taken as prescribed. Since PrEP only protects against HIV, condom use is still important for the protection against other STDs.
Mm.
Condom use is also important to help prevent HIV if PrEP is not taken as prescribed. But like I'm saying, I feel like a lot of straight individuals don't even know that PrEP exists.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that are still live in like crazy fear of HIV, as you should.
Right.
But they don't even realize like this is an option. You know what I mean?
I hate to be conspiracy theory McGee.
No, it's real.
But I feel like it's set up that way so black folks, black and brown people can still be spreading.
Because
I feel like the gay community, in my opinion, you know, I'm not in the community, but I feel like they're very proactive and being open and honest and being real about what's going on, what's in their
yes.
community. And they have been the face of HIV and AIDS for a long time. And so they are just like, yo, you know, they're vocal. They're like, yo, we out here, you know what I'm saying? Take this PrEP. I'm on PrEP. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. The black community is also getting hit hard with HIV infection. And a lot of it is still, people still be in denial. People still believe that, oh, it's harder for you to catch it from, if you smash a woman, it's harder for a man to catch it from a woman. It's easier for a woman to catch it from a man than it is the other way around. So yeah, we're gonna bank it on that. And then people don't even like talking about HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want people to look at me crazy or this, that, and the third. And I feel like it's not put out there enough to let the masses know that there is a drug out there that could help prevent HIV. By 99%? That's a crazy percentage. And it's just like, as soon as the commercials come on, people probably turn their head and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That medication, I won't need that, or I won't use it, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like the best way to stay healthy and to stay on top of everything, whether it be drugs to prevent, whether it be, you know, open and honest conversations about who you're smashing, is that you got to be able to have these conversations without shame or fear of that. And that's easier said than done, but it's like, you know, like even when we got together, you know me, I wasn't scared to talk to you about STDs and be like, yo, when's the last time you had your blood work? When's the last time this, that, and the third?
Right.
And like, you know, even when we had the threesome, we were just like, hey, yo, if we're going to do, make sure she getting tested. Is she, I was on your neck. I was like, did she get the results? You know what I'm saying? So having these conversations should never be embarrassments for you, or you should not be shy about having it. If you're going to have somebody inside of you, or you're going to be inside of someone, that should be a given to have these conversations and be comfortable with it. And if people get offended when you bring it up, that's a red flag anyway.
It's a big red flag.
Like, you know, if I was trying to smash somebody and they was like, yo, can you get tested? I'll be like, man, let's go together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it should be nothing. It should be, don't be getting offended. Don't, none of that. So I just feel like in the gay community, and I listen to, like, you know, the gay people that I'm around and, like, you know, the comedians that are gay, and it'd be like, I just find out new things, and it's just like, you know, I know a gay comedian that's openly gay, and he'll be like, you know, I dated somebody with HIV, you know, I'm negative, but it's just like, you know, and it was a real funny joke about you mad at me because I ain't take the trash out? Bitch, you got HIV. And I was just like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? But that was funny, and like, you know what I'm saying? But just those type of conversations that they're having in the gay community is like, they know they aren't getting anywhere by sweeping shit under the rug and trying to be quiet about shit or just like not bringing it up. And I feel like that's how we all need to be. HIV is still on the streets. It's still out here. It hasn't gone anywhere, you know? So always keep that in mind when you're out here smashing and just doing whatever. Just know it has never left. It's out here. So, you know, protect yourself, look into stuff. It's so easy to get tested now. You ain't got to wait 2 weeks all the time. You can get the rapid test. Mm-hmm. And if you in these streets, just be mindful and, you know, protect yourself and all that, you know. And if I've offended anybody because I'm not, you know, HIV positive or anything like that, and I might be talking out my ass or whatever, but I apologize if that's how you're taking it. But it's just, I just feel like these are the conversations that need to be had where it's just comfortable. The way we talk about COVID, and yeah, you know what I'm saying? COVID test, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to be comfortable about talking about all this stuff. Because all that shyness and being uncomfortable, it's not going to save your ass when it comes time to do that blood work. So just get comfortable in having these conversations, man. Even if you're in a relationship, just be like, you know what, man? Let's test. Because you never know.
I will say that every prep commercial I've ever seen has only been black.
They got black people on the commercials?
It's always. Yeah. I feel like black people have always been the face for all of it. You know what I mean?
For all of what?
For all of like prep and like protection and get tested and...
I do be seeing them on those commercials.
Yeah. And prep has been around...
It'd be like different drugs too.
Prep has been around since 2012, so it's not nothing new.
Yeah,
I just think a lot of people, like you said, don't pay attention to it because it's such a scary conversation. It's so taboo. Yeah. It's so like
it's denial too. It's like y'all got to remember this too. Like if you are heterosexual, don't think you are so far removed from the gay community that you could never, you know, come into contact with people that, you know, it's a lot of bisexual people out here too. Mm-hmm. So don't think you're far removed and, you know what I'm saying, they straight, I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? You never know, man. Anybody can get it. That's the vibe you got to have, man. Anybody can get it. So just be mindful, be on top of it. You know, don't be making the excuses. Don't be like, man, I ain't going to the doctor with the shit. You can die from that shit.
Yeah.
That hard headedness and that stubbornness. And so many people die. Even when they go to the doctor, I ain't doing what the doctor said. Why y'all be so stubborn, man? So just be careful out there, you know what I'm saying? If you're engaging in booty hole sex, that ups the ante. That ups the transmission rate. It's easier for you to catch it with anal sex. So even if you, you know, male to female, booty hole.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
And E. coli. That booty hole fragments in your penis. Think about that.
Just to be clear, HIV is not a gay disease.
It's a virus.
That's all it is. It's not a gay virus. I'm just saying. And also, shout out to the pansexuals. I know he brought up bisexuals, but to the pansexuals, yeah, y'all need to be careful too.
It's a virus. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's
HIV
a virus.
Don't
care
who it's in. HIV just want to be in something warm. They can go in there and say, hey, blood cell, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? So just be mindful of that. It's not a black disease either.
Mm-mm.
God damn it.
It's just disease.
It's not an African disease. It's a virus.
It's disease.
Anybody can get it. And stop being scared to talk about it, goddammit.
For real.
And stop acting like y'all ain't never been scared you had it. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all be thinking y'all better than me out here, man. Every time I'm gonna be like, you ain't never been scared? Nah, I ain't never been worried. Y'all ain't never been worried. I'm worried every test.
It's funny because, yeah, every test.
Every test, I'm worried, man.
Every test, I'm like,
you never know.
Like,
when I was a virgin, I knew I had HIV. I knew it. I was like, man, I got that shit, man. Freddie Mercury got it. Magic got it. Oh, man, I know I got it. I was on the bus.
I was going to say, you sat on something.
I was on the bus holding the rails when I jerked off.
Oh.
I got
on
it.
On the bus?
No, not on the bus. I'm a kid, man. I knew I had it.
I feel like that's when you can get away with it.
No, man,
oh, yeah, he's a kid. He doesn't know any better.
No, I don't even know how to approach that.
You know, he doesn't know.
I got to have the penis out to really jerk off.
Oh,
can't just, know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no loose tampon pants on. I just knew I had it, man. But that's just always been me. Like, any type of disease I learn about, I'm like, yo, I got that, man. I got it. And I was scared. And I was just... You know, I watched Philadelphia. I was up all night after I watched Philadelphia. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? That's how they get you. I was looking at my skin. I was like, man, what's this? You know, everything, though. But that's, you know, that's just me. God damn it. I said all that to say this. If you smashed a girl 20 years ago, stop telling her business today.
Oh.
Even though I've been telling y'all my virginity lost business. But I ain't said her by name. And I'm not Irv Gotti ending it up and just talking about somebody I smashed years ago. I just want revenge is what I'm saying. That's the difference between me and Irv. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
I think Irv wants revenge, too. And that's why he's like, he realized he ain't getting it.
Maybe he wants revenge, but Ashanti is, you know, Ashanti. You know, I think everybody wants revenge on Ashanti. Even if they had, you know, no shot the first time. We just want revenge.
She called me mama once.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. This was in Long Island.
She was all in, man.
She was like, hey, mama. I was like, hey, girl.
I think if Sabrina hung out with Ashanti, she wouldn't return my text. She would hit me with the bullshit. Oh, my phone. I ain't even look at it. What's going on?
I'm going to tell you what happened, though. You think I wouldn't?
You would tell me after. Probably. Ashanti rubbed on my booty, and you know what I'm saying? She
and
would I tell me after the fact.
And I fell asleep.
After the fact, McGee over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She rubbed up on
but
my booty.
But in the moment,
and I
you know, she wouldn't tell.
Because I don't want to mess, I don't want to ruin it. And she'd be like, I want your attention. I'm like, oh, but my boyfriend, God.
Oh,
I can't let
man.
My boyfriend get in the way of my future, my everything, Ashanti.
I mean, yeah. So
you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
She could be.
I get it.
One of the ones. You could be one, and she could be the other one.
I get it. Man.
Don't. I can't let you get in the way of that.
If it came down to it, and you wanted the full relationship, you wanted the double, you wanted to have what's the polyamorous?
Yeah.
Whatever,
oh, would you be okay?
I would be okay with it.
Yeah.
I would be fine with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, can you get it? Can you pick us up some nectar? Can you pick us up a matcha tea or something like that?
I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, matcha tea, I heard, I've been seeing you take little shots of Magic Mind.
Oh, Magic Mind. Yeah. Matter of fact, I have. Let me cue this up, man. I think Magic Mind, I'm not just saying this because they are the sponsor. I'm an ambassador, if you will, but Magic Mind, I think it works.
You were saying that.
I think it's a little bug in here, man. I think Magic Mind works. I've been drinking these for like... I want to say a week and a half now. It's a little shot. And the ones I have in the morning, I'll tell you right now. The ones I have in the morning have matcha. I don't know how to say this. adaptogens.
Yes, adaptogens.
Adaptogens, okay? So the matcha gives you energy. The adaptogens helps you relax. The nootropics is N-O-O, tropics.
Oh, yeah.
Nootropics?
Yeah, you got it.
What is that? What is a nootropic? It keeps you focused, and the honey makes you happy. I didn't know honey made you happy. I've been drinking these in the morning, and I noticed my energy levels in the morning have been on point. I had one before I went to the gym this morning, and I was in the gym getting after it, man. It's serious business with me in the gym, you know what I'm saying? People be in there talking, but man, shut up, man. We working out, you know what I'm saying? I was in there focused. So with me, you know, I've been having problems with energy. Like, I've been trying to get my energy up. You know, y'all know I've been depressed or whatever. So I've just been looking for things. And I ain't been looking too crazy, but I've just been wanting to take in things that give me energy naturally to where I feel like I ain't on no medication or I ain't taking. So with this is perfect because it's just, you know, all natural stuff in here. And it's just a little juice, a little shot glass, and I feel like I'm getting more done. So Magic Mind is a little elixir that helped me. It helps me stop procrastinating, and it really helps me in those groggy mornings, too.
Oh, can I help you now?
Right. I'm just making sure I don't fumble the, fumble the read. And it's real simple, man. It's like, I get up in the morning. Here's my routine. I get up in the morning. And on a bad morning, I might just fumble around on the phone, just be scrolling or whatever, just wasting time. I get up and I'll be like, oh, all right, what I got to do? It depends on what day it is. So a lot of times I wake up and I panic because I'm like, oh, shit, I got to do this. I got to get up for this. And I'm like, all right, what day is it? So on Tuesdays, that's my big day. So I try to get up early so I can go to the gym before I have to do daddy issues and verbal cardio and Grosse Pointe Bake and all that stuff. So I try to get up early so I can go to the gym before that. Since I've been taking Magic Mind, my energy has been like, all right, man, let's get after it, man. You know what I'm saying? I took Magic Mind last week when we were shooting for Workplace Comedy, which is coming back for season 2, only on the Kev on Stage Studios app. And, you know, I don't drink coffee. I don't do none of that. I don't do energy drinks. I don't do none of that stuff. So I need something that gives me energy on the natural tip that I can be proud of and that I can feel good about. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like Magic Mind is it, man. My energy be up. I be wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, be shaking my little hips. You know, I don't feel as stressed. I feel like I got the energy. I feel creative. And I don't even know if it's the Magic Mind, but I have noticed that since I've been drinking these little Magic Minds, that I've been feeling pretty damn good, man. The ingredients in there, the matcha and the honey and the new ones I just found out about, matcha helps increase focus and attention. Caffeine doesn't actually give you energy. It blocks the, adenosine receptors in your brain, the neuroreceptors that tell you you're building fatigue. When the receptors unblock 1 to 3 hours later, if you don't do another coffee, you experience a caffeine crash. Lithionine binds with the caffeine molecules in matcha and prevents the full blocking of receptors, reducing or dissolving the caffeine crash and jitters you feel. It's nature's time-released caffeine. So it's kind of like a natural caffeine. These words are killing me, by the way. The
they Bacopa. Kicking your ass.
Man, the Bacopa. Am I saying them wrong?
No. I just feel it.
Yeah, because it's just like I got to prepare myself up in here. The Bacopa Monieri, a natural nootropic that helps with procrastination, much like a natural Adderall. Studies have shown that procrastination is more based on stress and your cortisol levels, which coffee spikes, than on being lazy. So I never knew that. Studies have shown that procrastination is more based on stress. Wow. Never even knew. Coffee increases your cortisol levels, making you more stressed and less productive. See, y'all be thinking y'all out here, you need the coffee. Little do y'all know, it's fucking y'all up. Never knew that, man. Stress. Ancient teachings tell us that stress is the body's inability to predict what's coming next, taking the mind out of homeostasis, that self-preservation state. A disciplined mind combined with the tools that help it to stay disciplined, the nootropics and the adaptogens, leads to getting more stuff done in less time and eventually to a disciplined and stress-free life. I will say this. Since I've been drinking these, I have been feeling, and you know me, like I don't really be noticing energy changes within myself. And I feel like since I've been drinking these in the morning, that my energy has been right. I do feel that. So for these next 10 days, you can get 40% off your subscription at www.magicmind.co/verbal. That's HTTPS, you know what I'm saying? www.magicmind.co/verbal with the discount code VERBAL20. That's the code VERBAL20. Again, that's www.magicmind.co/verbal. Use the code VERBAL20. And within these next 10 days, you can get 40% off your prescription. Yeah, man. I think I like this stuff. And I think I'm going to re-up.
And you're a tough crowd.
Yeah, you know me. I'll be like, man, I ain't really feel nothing. But I do feel like my energy is right when I do the Magic Minds in the morning. So there's that, man. Shout out to Magic Mind. Y'all got some tough words in here.
Man.
And it, you know, shit. I don't even know if I said everything correctly.
But you know what? You said it.
Well, whatever's in these drinks, keep them coming, man. Why do they make the healthy stuff all difficult to say?
I don't know.
The haptogens and the glutaphenophens and the glutamates and the winanons.
So this is going to be a bit of a shout out to Gross Point Bake.
Mm-hmm.
But also I want to point something out that I thought was mad funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I recently watched the latest one? The top grossing films with people from Sketch.
Yeah.
Man, there's a million fumbles throughout that entire video. And I was like, man, Tony's tongue was going.
What kind of fumbles? Oh, just word fumbles?
Yo, word fumbles. Mm. You was to hear it up.
Damn it.
Man, so if you haven't watched Gross Point Bake at all, please watch that one. And
don't
you have
watch
to watch it,
it don't
from
watch
beginning
it,
to end. Because it's surprising. The list is surprising. Number one surprised the hell out of me.
I can't remember what number one was.
Okay, good. You should rewatch it. It's a really good show.
I don't know what number one was.
Yeah. It surprised me.
Really?
I thought it was going to be my favorite movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, you was way off.
I know. I didn't want to ruin it, guys. I didn't want to even say what it was because then that
you
gives it all
way
away.
Off.
Don't
watch the episode, though.
But watch the episode. It's really good. A lot of people are gonna forget that a lot of these people are even from sketch comedy shows, and just what movies they're in. And it's a good episode. It's a great episode. I even wrote in the comments like, God damn.
Goddamn what? My fumbles?
Yeah, because you fumbled your name in the opening credits.
Did I?
You did. You were damn, Tony Brack.
Oh, man. Look out. Don't watch the episode, y'all. Just pass it up.
It was so good. Please watch it.
Pass
please
it
comment
up,
on that episode. It's a really good show.
Pass it up, y'all.
Kenya Barris is set to write and direct Wizard of Oz. How do you feel about that?
Why do we need this?
Exactly. Exactly why I brought it up.
Why do we need this? Like, what are they going for the Wiz or are they going for the Wizard of Oz?
They just said Wizard of Oz. That's the part that I'm like,
we don't need this.
We don't need it. And why do they keep coming out with different Wizard of Oz's every like 2 years? Remember the live action one that they just did?
They did the live action joint. They did the Wiz. They did Oz, the Great and Powerful. They did the Wizard of Oz, man. They did Wicked.
They keep doing
it. We good.
I know. And now they're like, yo, Kenya. You do me a favor.
We don't need it, man. We don't need it. The Wiz is still good enough for me.
100%.
So I don't understand why we need this. Shout out to Kenya Barris, you know what I'm saying? But we don't need it, man. Nobody was sitting around like, man, you know what we need? Another Wizard of Oz. And how is it going to be? Is it going to be CGI?
I know nothing, but he's set to write and direct it.
Who is your favorite character in The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard, like the original Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Just as a whole, as a franchise.
And I can't say Toto?
Who? You can say Toto.
Because I would say Toto. Because Toto, you know. Toto, the fact that Toto made it throughout the entire movie as a dog and never ran away completely, like, that's a good dog.
He ran.
No, but I mean, he always came back.
Yeah.
That's the part.
He was fucking the shit up, though.
Yeah.
She was like, Toto, Toto. Yeah, she was chasing
Toto
him around.
Toto did stress him out. Stress her out.
Yeah, man.
Damn. Across the board?
Across the board. You got Dorothy, you got the Wizard, you got the witch, Wicked Witch of the East, the Good Witch of the South, Dead Witch that's under the house. You got the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Lion.
I think the Tin Man was always like my favorite growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like across the board, if I had to choose and not go like, oh, well, in Oz and the Wizard of Oz. I actually took a picture when we went to the Academy Museum of the Wicked Witch.
She scared the hell out of me.
Gail Sandergaard.
The Wicked Witch of the West is scary looking in the original Wizard of Oz. She looked creepy as hell. Even when she was regular.
I thought she was kind of cute in this picture. That's why I took
that's
the
not
picture.
Her.
That's yeah.
That's her?
Gail Sandergaard as Wicked Witch. This was, you remember the Wizard of Oz section in the museum?
Is that the actress that played her in the movie?
Yeah. This is 1939?
She don't look as scary right there.
I was like, oh, she's kind of cute.
Let me see that picture again.
But this is her testing out the makeup and the costume. This is like,
so she's not in the look of the,
she's not in the full, she don't got the full situation. Her nose though, that's definitely the nose and the,
yeah, she don't look as scary right there.
Nah, her face, man, is like, nah, but when damn. When it came time, when they yelled action, she was terrifying.
Even when she was the regular lady in Kansas, she looked scary riding that bike.
The music was dope and the score is great in Wizard of Oz, the original.
So I'm going to make it easy for y'all. Who was your favorite in the original? Who was your favorite in the Wiz?
Oh, Scarecrow.
Right, because it was Michael.
Yeah, and the music was good. Yeah. Okay. I love Michael.
You can win.
That song is great.
You can. I really like, I feel like my favorite song is from the Tin Man. What Would I Do If I Could Feel? I really love that song. That song grew up, of course, when I was a kid, I was going for the You Can't Win because it was the easiest to grab hold to. But man, as I got older, that What Would I Do by the Tin Man, T-Rose, you need to do yourself a favor and watch The Wiz. When I got older, I appreciated different soundscapes, so I leaned towards a Tin Man song. But my favorite of the...
You're the one who asked this question.
In the original Wizard of Oz, I'm going to go with the Scarecrow, probably. He got my attention the most. And then in the Wiz, it's really hard to pick one in the Wiz because I liked it for different reasons. And because it was just funny how scared the lion was. He was like, I gotta get the hell out of here. And he was out of there. And his name was Fleetwood Coupe DeVille. That was mad funny to me. That's my name. Fleetwood Coupe DeVille. My ideas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then the creepy subway shit started happening. Crushed in my prime. When I think of home. Maybelline was a great witch. Glinda the Good Witch, yeah, she was great. Cat James, shout out to you for your other Milnor that I have. I'm bringing that too. I don't know, man. I don't know the answer to my own question. Look out. Let me review something up real quick, and then we get the hell up out of here. So we did a watch party last night of the movie Night Shift, starring Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco, and Snoop Dogg. It's a Netflix original, a movie about a pool cleaner who's really a vampire hunter. And he's hunting vampires to get money, though. You know what I'm saying? You snatch them teeth out, you can get some good money in this thing. Side note, could you do this? Could you kill vampires for money and be fine with it? Now, I don't know if the vampires are really preying on people in this movie because they never really fully show that. They show them feeding on cats and whatnot, but shit, that alone would make me hunt you. So he's masquerades as a pool cleaner, and he hunts vampires, and then he cashes the fangs in to get money. That's how he makes his living, you know what I'm saying? He's the father of a daughter. He's got a, I don't know if they were separated or fully divorced. And so they're just like, yo, we're moving to Florida. You know, my mom's got a spot out there. I can get our daughter in a good school. And he's like, no, man, don't leave the valley. Don't leave L.A., man. Please, let me come up with the money. And, you know what I'm saying, that way y'all can stay here. I can pay the tuition for the school we want to put our daughter in. Just please, just. So Jamie Foxx is desperate to get the money so that, you know, his daughter can stay in L.A. Meanwhile, one of the early vampires that he killed was connected to these other vampires that wasn't having that shit. So they were just like, yo, you killed this vampire, we coming for you. So now they coming for him. Mind you, he's trying to get back in the union so he can make the money hunting these vampires, and it's above board. But since they don't really rock with him like that, they got to send the union rep to go with him on these, you know, vampire hunting missions, and that's played by Dave Franco. And so now he's accompanying him on these vampire missions, and it's just like, he's a tight ass, he's a square, he's about the book, he got the suit on, he doesn't do guns, you know what I'm saying? He's not built for this life, but he has to follow Jamie Foxx on everything he does. So now we're in this race to get the money up so he can pay for his daughter's tuition and also be able to keep his daughter in L.A., also do everything above board because the union rep is with him. And meanwhile, these other vampires are on his ass cheeks because of who he killed. So that's pretty much the premise of Day Shift. We're introduced to different species of vampires. They created a nice little world of vampireness out here in L.A. Snoop Dogg is in it. He plays an old school, you know, vampire hunter. And side note, the cowboy look works on Snoop. Snoop is a natural to play a cowboy. Who would have thought? This cat from Long Beach, California, Crip, rap legend. Who would have thought he would look like a natural in a cowboy hat, boots, jeans, a suede vest, and a long trench? I'm like, yo, we need to see Snoop in more westerns. If they do a sequel to A Harder They Fall, we need Snoop in that bitch. Because he fits the look. And I was saying he fit the look because if you look at the black cowboys in real life, you look at old pictures, they were slim, you know, just slim, slim frame, you know what I'm saying? They look like Snoop, only shorter. So this movie was fun. Had a lot of comedy in there. I'm always interested in the world of vampires. A lot of times, the stuff I watch, they don't really stick the landing. Like, you know, the underworld movies kind of bore me, even though the premise is so fantastic. I feel like I'm just not truly invested in underworld Probably because it's so much leather and it's just so, you know, everybody's getting dispatched so easily and it's just, it gets kind of boring and monotonous after a while. I think that's what happened with Underworld to me. And they really just didn't do the conflict between the Lycans and the vampires good enough for me. Don't get me started on Twilight, goddammit. But they had some great action sequences in this movie. The fight choreography, the action, stuff like that was really dope to see. I feel like they kind of fumbled the ball in the fourth quarter. In the last 2 minutes, they fumbled the ball. Like, the action got a, everything got a little bit too cheesy at the very end. It was like big cheese. It was like Cheez-Its. It was white cheddar Cheez-Its. It was cheese puffs. It was Parmesan cheese. It was blue cheese. It was all the cheeses. It was, you know, cheddar, mozzarella, you know what I'm saying? The Monterey Jack, blue cheese, all that. At the very end, though. Up until that, I was entertained. I was having a good time. And I would like to see more from this this universe that they created. Jamie Foxx is as good as always. I really like Dave Franco as well. Snoop was good. Megan Good is in it. And the little girl that played their daughter was good. She was adorable. And so, you know what I'm saying? Forget all that. Y'all want to know the smooth jazz review of the day shift? Well, here it is. Oh, yeah. I'm giving the day shift. I'm giving it 3.5 saxophones out of 5. Flaccid 4. The fight choreography is really good, man. Like, the action sequences were dope to me, so it really gets extra points for that. So check it out. It's on Netflix. You ain't got to go to the movie theater. You ain't got to do all that. But 3.5 saxophones out of 5. It's a good time. It was a good watch. I'm glad we watched it. We had a good time. I watched it with my patron saints. We was loving one another. We was holding one another. It was a great time, man. Anyway, we're getting the hell up out of here. Good conversations. We'll save the Dominican genocide until the next episode. We forgot to touch on that. And yeah, y'all, we appreciate y'all for pulling up. If you haven't been tested in a while, go get tested for all the STIs, STDs, whatever you want to call them now. Whatever the name is now, go get it checked out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here just because you think you don't know doesn't mean your body isn't going through hell because you ain't got nothing checked. So go, please. Matter of fact, as I'm talking and I'm living and breathing here, I'm overdue for a physical myself. Sabrina's overdue for a physical. Yeah. And Amir, you overdue for a physical? Man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We sitting here talking all this shit, and we raggedy as well. Let's get it together, man. We out.